It is Thursday, June 23rd, and this is People Every Day. Happy Thursday, everyone. It's me, Janine Rubenstein. I hope this week has been treating you well. We've got a really fun show for you today and some great ideas and tips for you moms and dads out there that are already getting a little stir crazy with the kids out of school for summer break. But first, let's get into what's swirling around in the news. To start, there's this harrowing story coming out of the World Aquatics Championships yesterday. 25-year-old American artistic swimmer Anita Alvarez fainted, like, in the water. It's something that we've seen happen when athletes compete in high-endurance sports like long-distance cycling or marathon racing, but in swimming, that can turn deadly. With the commotion of the race, lifeguards did not see Alvarez begin to sink to the bottom of the pool, and that's when Alvarez's coach sprang into action. Her coach, Andrea Fuentes, said this of the ordeal: "I was shouting at the lifeguards to get into the water, but they didn't catch what I said or they didn't understand." So Fuentes, a four-time Olympic medalist herself, dove into the water to save Alvarez. She said this: "She wasn't breathing. I went as quickly as I could, as if it were an Olympic final." And because of that quick and heroic thinking, Alvarez is here and doing well. She had some water in her lungs, but all vitals quickly returned to normal, and she's resting today and may even be able to compete again as early as tomorrow. What an incredible, incredible story, and I love starting us off on a high note. And now, moving out of the pool to across the pond, Prince William and Kate Middleton had a very special moment today. The two were finally able to view their very first official joint portrait. And don't worry, I too am surprised this hadn't happened already. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge were on hand for the painted portrait's unveiling during a visit to their namesake region of Cambridgeshire, which is a county in the city of Cambridge. The portrait's painter, Jamie Corrith, said this of his work: "I wanted to show their royal highnesses in a manner where they appeared both relaxed and approachable, as well as elegant and dignified." Now, you gotta head over to people.com to check it out, because it really is a stunning portrait. Kate somehow looks regal and relaxed in this velvety emerald dress, and William is just dashing, standing tall and perfectly hanging his suit and blue tie. Seriously, check it out. The young Windsors are a sight to see. And so there's no easy way to get into this next story. Mogul and model Kendall Jenner and Phoenix Suns star Devin Booker have broken up. I know. Just when you thought there was hope for true love in the world of the Kardashians and the NBA, we are all devastated. But I really am bummed about this one. A source noted that the model and the athlete, quote, have had discussions about their future, but they are not on the same page. And then a different source said Kendall and Devin hit a rough patch recently and have been split for about a week and a half. Wow. Well, Jenner and Booker were first linked as a couple back in the early pandemic days of 2020. When they were spotted road tripping to Sedona, Arizona. The two went Insta-official last Valentine's Day and celebrated their one-year anniversary together back in June of last year. I thought all was well, given they were last seen publicly in Italy just a few weeks ago at big sister Kourtney Kardashian's wedding to Travis Barker. Remember that? Well, if we know anything for sure about this story, it's that Kendall supermodel Jenner is going to be just fine. And since you guys brought up the Kardashians, you did, I didn't, Kim recently sat down with us for this week's issue to talk about the latest rumblings in her life, including balancing being a mom and dating again. And she gave us the inside scoop on her newest skincare line. It's the Kardashians' world, and we're all just living in it. Every day, there's a new update from the most famous family, and our next one is an exclusive interview Kim did with People. The reality star opened up to us about her new skincare line, how friends and family helped it all come together, and taking time for herself. So, joining me now to talk all about this interview is the woman who sat down with Kim, People's West Coast deputy editor, Aili Nahas. Hey, Aili.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. Well, so one of the things Kim told you is that she is feeling better than ever these days. She's dating Pete Davidson. She's a style icon, and she's got four adorable kids. The list goes on and on. So tell us more about what she said just about embracing life at 41 years of age.
Yeah, you said it. I mean, she's 41, and I think we all agree she looks better than ever. She just did the cover of Sports Illustrated in a bikini looking fantastic. And she actually was joking, saying, I never imagined that I would do the cover of Sports Illustrated at 41. You know, she takes great care of herself. She always makes time to get her workouts in. She's very regimented in terms of her skincare routine and her workout routine. She takes time for herself. And, you know, this is just a really good time in her life. She even said she's happier now than she's ever been before. And she wouldn't go back to her past, to even to be in her 20s ever again for anything. She said, I wouldn't trade it for anything. This is the best time. The wisdom I have now is worth it.
Well, let's talk about Skin, S-K-K-N. That's Kim's new skincare line that was inspired by her own self-care process that she does at home. So Kim told you that she wanted this to be as, quote, authentic as possible.
When she was developing this line, she was advised, you know, come out with a couple, 3 or 4 products. And she said, no, I really use 9 products. I use 8 products in the morning and an additional 1 at night. And she wanted it to feel like her. She wanted everyone who buys this line really get the authentic Kim Kardashian skincare experience. So these 9 items, I mean, ranging from oil drops to scrub to serums, lotions, these are the actual products that Kim uses. So that was really important to her. I did ask her, I said, 9 sounds like a lot. And she said, you'd be surprised. It doesn't take as long as you would think.
Wow. Well, so while Kim, you know, was putting this skincare line together, she got help from family and friends, especially her 9-year-old daughter and hands down my favorite Kardashian, Northwest. So how did she help?
I think we all know, and Kim certainly said this on the interview, that North is very outspoken. You know, she's still 9 years old. She doesn't exactly have a skincare routine, but Kim said that she likes to use her serums and oils and play around with that stuff. And you know, when she was going through the process of developing this line, she got help from her mom, her grandmother MJ, her friends. Everyone tried these products, and she said there's really not an age cap on this line. It's for everyone, literally from 9 and up.
I love it. I can so picture North being like, no, it's a little greasy, Mom.
A little greasy. Exactly.
Well, Kim is so busy, as we all very well know. It can be a challenge, especially being a working mom. So somehow she figures it out and pulls it off and finds moments to do things for herself. So how does she make that happen when we see pretty much almost every other second of her day being booked up?
Her workout times are very cherished to her. She never misses a workout, and that morning time is really that time that she has to herself. And then she said that after she drops off the kids, that's kind of her time in the car where she listens to the music that she likes to listen to and recharges and doesn't talk on the phone, doesn't answer emails. But, you know, she did note, I mean, she does have 4 young kids, and she said it's very, very rare that she gets a few minutes to herself where she can close the door in the middle of the day and say, okay, mommy needs a little time. She said even when she gets massages, that the kids will come in and hop on the table and, you know, so no peaceful massages. But she did say, look, it's there's beauty in the chaos. So she's very happy. She wouldn't change anything.
Well, guys, Kim's new skincare line, Skin, is available now. And you can read more about Eileen's interview with her on People.com and in this week's issue, out everywhere tomorrow. Eileen, thanks so much for stopping by.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
As I mentioned at the top of the show, summer is here, the kids are out of school, and if you're anything like me, you're trying to find the best ways to keep them busy and frankly, keep yourself sane during the summer months. Coming up, we are joined by 2 of my favorite moms, People's Charlotte Triggs and Andrea Laventhal. These 2 veteran moms of the most adorable kids, I must say, check out their IGs, have some helpful strategies and ideas for keeping the kids engaged and entertained this summer. So you can still find time to, you know, keep up with everything and enjoy some sunshine yourself. But first, you guys, there's been a lot going down in the world of the Real Housewives. Oh my goodness. Right after the break, we get into the latest from the glamorous wine-tossing ladies we've grown to love or loathe oh so much. Stay with us. We are back, and it is time for things to get real. as we check in with what's been going on with our favorite Real Housewives. The season 2 of the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Ex-Wives Club premiered on Peacock today. And in it, Orange County alum Vicki Gunvalson got into her very public split from ex-fiancé Steve Lodge. The two had been in a relationship for 5 years prior to the breakup. Ahead of the series premiere, Vicki told People exclusively it was really hard to film the series after her separation. So in the season 2 premiere, Vicki tells fellow castmates Dorinda Medley, Tamra Judge, and Taylor Armstrong that she and Steve had just ended things before their arrival and said, "Come to find out, he had been having an affair. While he's sleeping with me and going to my family with me, I'm supporting his governorship. He's a liar and he's a cheater and he's a bad guy and I just wanted to make it work." Ugh. I should say, no comment from Steve was included in all that. Now, despite confiding in Dorinda, the two have an ongoing feud that's, of course, had the drama turned up. Dorinda called out Vicki for allegedly sending her 100 text messages. And during the season 2 premiere, Red Carpet, Vicki called Dorinda a liar and said she had the receipts. Listen.
"I don't have time to send anybody a thousand. I don't even send my kids 1,000 text messages in one day. So she's a liar. I have all the proof. I actually counted them. She sent me 7, I sent her 9. So is that 100? It's fine. I'm taking the high road. To me, she just went deep, dark down, talking about my ex-boyfriend that I don't have taste. She's never been in my homes. Of course I have taste."
She's throwing out a lot of liars. Juicy, messy, all of it. Now, moving on to another California housewife, the embattled Erica Girardi, or Erica Jane, as many know and love her, was very out of it during yesterday's episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She, as we know, is currently caught up in a messy legal dispute involving her ex-husband's law firm defrauding clients. She's been very outspoken about how stressful it has been for her, and People reported last month that though Erica admitted to using various substances to, quote, numb the pain, not a good idea, she denied she had a substance abuse problem. She explained at the time, quote, "I think it's being blown up to more than it is. I definitely mixed medication with alcohol, and I've been very upfront and honest about that. I also wanted to have a good time and sort of numb that feeling of pressure and that judgmental heavy stuff that was coming down," speaking about everything surrounding the court case. She said, "But let's be honest, some of these ladies, their company's rather boring, so you need to spice it up a bit." Well, fast forward to yesterday's episode. We see what happens when she added maybe a little too much of that spice. In it, Erica is clearly under the influence of something as she rambles on a bit about how she used to have a yacht called Illegal. Maybe shouldn't have shared that, all things considered. And then she's shown passing out for most of the afternoon. When she awakes a while later, she volunteers to, listen, pee on Diana's jellyfish sting, which, despite it conjuring up one of my favorite Friends episodes of all time, I thought we'd all learned is an urban legend remedy and not something you're actually supposed to do. Just wowzers. There's still plenty more of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills left for this season, and I'm eager to see what else Miss Erica Jane has in store for us. Now that summer is here, every website, blog, and influencer out there has the perfect, quote, perfect way to keep the kids entertained, safe, and out of your hair this season. And while that all looks and sounds nice on the surface, we thought it was a great time to bring in two of our own experts, my favorite people moms and friends of the show, Charlotte Triggs and Andrea Laventhal, to talk about some real challenges of parenting during the summer and some real solutions. Charlotte, Andrea, take it away.
So, Charlotte, I feel like we're just taking our own private Slack and bringing it to the People Everyday podcast today because,
basically, yes.
As two people moms, we like to commiserate about the joy of motherhood, but also some of the more challenging aspects. And one of the things we've been talking about is how difficult summer is with children. You have 3, which still blows my mind. How old are they again?
The older daughter is 7, going on 8, and the twins just turned 5.
Yes, I have a 5-year-old boy and a 3-year-old girl, and they are going to camp starting next week.
What do you consider camp?
Well, it better be like full day camp because I paid a lot of money. And so if they're not going to be swimming, singing, arts and crafts, and come home so exhausted they can barely keep their eyes open until bedtime, then I want my money back. That's camp.
I feel like there's a huge spectrum when it comes to camps. There's like, my daughter wants to go to tennis camp. Tennis camp is a 1 hour class. That doesn't help me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure she'll be a little bit tired, but that is not enough. Like, that doesn't do it for me. There's pony camp too out here because I moved
it.
Into the country.
Charlotte, stop it. What is pony camp?
Basically, it's just like you go take a horse riding class and then maybe draw and maybe eat lunch. These camps out here where I am are all like basically just a 1 hour class and it's not all day long.
So my son did a week long program here called Safety Camp through the American Red Cross. That was probably the most, I would say, productive camp I've ever sent my children to, like something that felt like they were actually learning something. He got a little certificate that actually means nothing. I thought maybe it meant he was certified, but at least he was learning life skills. It sounds like they just put the word camp on the end to make it sound summery, like they rebranded the class as camp.
Camp needs to be all day or like at least where the parents can go do something in the interim. Because like 1 hour is not even enough time to get home and come back.
And wash the towels from yesterday that are still wet and sitting on the floor of the laundry room. Summer to me is little piles of wet towels everywhere and sticky popsicle residue on all countertops. So I went to sleepaway camp when I was 8. But between schlepping to the beach, the pool, all the gear that you need, you know, you can't relax. The pool is a dangerous place and I have to be on alert and not assume anyone else is watching my kid, right?
Nobody's watching your kid. The beach is like really hard because they can be, you, even if they know how to swim, they can be like swept away and stuff like that. But the pool, I taught them how to swim super early. So like my twins were like 3 years old and one of them was diving off the diving board and swimming to the wall. But I have made it like my mission. Like you're going to learn to freaking swim, whether you like it or not. You know what I mean? Like
my real mom advice would be exactly what Charlotte did. If you're going to invest in any kind of program, put swim as a priority because water safety is so important. I also learned something really helpful and interesting the other day. Some association did a drowning test with dummies wearing different color rash guards. They did it in a pool and a lake. And what it showed was the best color rash guard or bathing suit to put on your kid so that they are visible should they go under the water. And the best color, Charlotte, is neon yellow, pink, or orange. The worst colors are blue because it blends in with the water, white, and believe it or not, black did not perform very well. And you better believe I went to Gap.com, used my 40% off code because I'm a mom, and ordered some new rash guards for my kids in colors that they're going to hate because you know what? Safety first, kids. Safety first.
Yes. When you have more than one kid, it's like there's no more goofing around. I will like wrestle them to the ground and put that like bright yellow thing on them.
So one last thing we should touch based on, it's summer. You want to do something special. You want memories. And let's face it, you want the Instagram image of your children's happy faces. I just spent $140 on tickets for four of us to go see the Paw Patrol Experience. Not even a show. It's the Paw Patrol Experience at the camp stores. That's going to be our big family outing. I'm going to tell the kids it's Disneyland. I cannot believe how expensive it is. What is your big splurge?
One summer we went to Maine and got an Airbnb. You realize that you're just basically doing all the same functions that you've done in your own home, the laundry, endless dishes. So I'm not like traveling anymore with kids like in the summers for just like general summer activities. I did take them to the little carnival in town. The carnival cost $35 per person, which I was really surprised. Like,
God, a freaking carnival.
It's like, seems very steep.
Sounds like summer. So before we go, Charlotte, let's each give our number one tip for summer. I'll go first. It's okay if they eat hot dogs every day for 5 days in a row for dinner, right? Like, it's summer. It's just call it a barbecue or a picnic. And now that hot dog is something special.
What is my tip? I would say it's like, just go ahead and give them an iPad. But my husband took the iPads away from them because they did something naughty or something. And now they're like, I'm like, this is actually a punishment for me. Lean into the technology.
I love it, Charlotte. Most experts are like, here's five ways to get your kids away from screens in the summer. And Charlotte and I say, hand them over the technology and pour yourself something nice to drink and just kick back and relax. I'm bringing sexy back.
Over the last few years, we've heard hundreds of apologies from celebrities and high-powered people who were called out for differing bad behavior. And now we're hearing from Justin Timberlake, who has just apologized for what some are calling dad behavior. JT has built his career on his amazing vocals and impeccable dance moves, right? But a recent video of him dancing at DC's Something in the Water music festival has gone viral for all the wrong reasons. In the video, Timberlake is on stage performing in a green short-sleeve button-up shirt and khaki pants, which alone kind of made him look like he just won second prize at Best Dressed Dad at the Tommy Bahama talent show. In the video, we see him dancing to Sexy Back, and his performance was anything but sexy. We just got to be honest. Fans were quick to point out how awkward his dance moves were as he was sort of, you know, flopping around on stage in those now infamous khakis. Well, Justin is one who can always take a joke and poke fun at himself. And in response to the backlash, the 41-year-old superstar posted a series of apology videos to his Instagram story. Timberlake tells his fans and followers that he had a long talk with his feet about how they just let him down out there. Honestly, it's really silly and funny and a little something to make you smile.
I had a long talk with both of them individually. And said, don't you ever do that to me again. Maybe it was the khakis. It was a real khaki vibe. I'm gonna make this up to you. I'm gonna focus on these two guys right here and get them right. Love y'all.
I mean, the apology is great, but I think I speak for all JT fans when I say we will believe it when we see it. Well, thank you all for joining us once again. I'll be back with you again tomorrow to kick off the weekend on our Friday episode of People Every Day.